Struggling to move your nonprofit forward? You've come to the right place. Welcome to the Nonprofit Architect, where we are giving you the actionable steps you need to launch and grow your nonprofit organization. Now, here's your host, Travis Johnson.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm here today with Jeff Riley. Jeff, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for being on the show today. And if you're listening, hop on over to patreon.com/nonprofitarchitect. Throw in $5 a month and get behind-the-scenes access to all my first interviews with all of my guests I have on the show, and even some that didn't make it on the show. Jeff runs Jack Customs. What is Jack Customs, and what is that all about?
So Jack Customs, we're a nonprofit organization now. We had a rather unconventional start to getting there. We actually started out as a car club. We're located in New Hampshire. You know, found like-minded individuals, had a passion for classic cars, modified cars. And then we realized, you know, that we're not doing enough. So we would go to car shows and always wonder, where's the money going? You know, you're paying $20, $25 a ticket. They're making thousands of dollars, but what's it being used for? So we wanted to do more for our community. So we registered as a nonprofit 6 years ago, and with the goal of doing our own car show so that we could raise money. And we decided, you know, the veterans in our community, I think the veterans, you know, in the United States, they don't get the appreciation that they deserve. They don't get the help they deserve. The system's kind of lacking for veterans. So we wanted to help our veterans as much as we can. So we created a car show called Salute Troops. The entire show is veteran orientated, focused directly on helping veterans. And we, you know, we haven't looked back since. We've done three car shows now, and this year will be our fourth. So we're pretty excited about that.
That's really cool. I understand that that's not your final vision for this. It's great to have a car show and get a bunch of people together and raise money to help out veterans. But you have a much loftier goal. Is that right?
Right. For our group of people that we have, just enough is never enough. So we're a nonprofit now. This year, in fact, this will be the first time that I'm announcing it to social media. We are registering as a 501c3, and we're going to come out with the Jack Customs Foundation beginning next year. With that goal, so now what we do is we raise money at car shows, and we donate that money to different veteran-related organizations. For example, the VA, the Liberty House, and the Travis Mills Foundation. We've donated over $30,000 so far in 3 years. With the Jack Customs Foundation, what we're going to be doing is fundraising all year long, adding more events, you know, hoping to create that support system in the community to support our cause. And we're going to be choosing veterans and their families in the New England-based area, and we're going to send them on all-expenses-paid vacations. I've already worked out a deal with Norwegian Cruise Line. I mean, we're going to put veterans in a suite for a seven-day trip. I mean, it's going to be incredible. So we're going to really make sure our veterans, you know, in our area are really taken care of and know that we appreciate what they've done for our country. We want to show that appreciation to them.
It's a great vision as always. Me, as a soon-to-be veteran, I definitely appreciate people like yourself that support veteran causes. But today we're talking about all your behind-the-scenes wheeling and dealing with your partnerships and sponsorships. You seem to have a deal going with just about everyone out there, this deal with Norwegian Cruise Lines. How did you decide to contact them, and what does that whole conversation look like?
So I've been on two cruises with Norwegian. So I called them up, I just called the main line, you know, pitched the idea and figure out, who do I got to talk to? Okay. So they transferred me to someone else, eventually transferred me to someone else, and vice versa. So eventually I got to the public relations and I told them the idea. They loved it. And I think it's all about how you present it to them in a manner that they, you need to make sure that they believe in your cause as much as you believe in it. And I really think that they did. They weren't looking for the money because they gave us a really good discount. And I told them, I said, I've been on Norwegian cruises twice now and I won't go with any other cruise line. And I think that kind of sold it for them. So they want to keep that business coming. And seeing as how this will be an annual thing for them, you know, it's guaranteed reservations. So why would they turn that down?
Hey, why not? So that's the way to do it. I know cruise lines over the past couple of years have got a pretty bad rap between some of the things that have happened, and you've got pandemic, and you've got a few other things, they could definitely use some good press. So it's nice that they're willing to cut a deal with you and make that happen.
You know, being on two cruises already, I kind of know the ins and outs of what works and what doesn't work, and what walls that I ran into being on the cruise. And so by organizing this through a company that I've already traveled with, we're hoping to make it a much smoother process for the veterans that we're going to send. You know, it's not meant for them to be stressed out and have to plan anything. It's all going to be planned for them. So it should be a nice time.
It's going to be a time saver. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right.
But with your car show, you've got all these people that show up to your car show, and you have this sweet sponsorship letter, and you've sent that to me. And that's going to be an available, downloadable PDF that's going to give you what an example sponsorship letter is going to look like. How did you determine some of these numbers? It looks like you've got a $100, $200 level, a $300 level, and a $500 and up. Is there some kind of thought behind that?
Right. So we changed that on our third year, which would have been last year. So our very first car show, we just wanted to get our name out there. We wanted people to start learning who Jack Customs was, that we're supporting veterans. So the sponsorship program was $100 across the board with the same incentives. And we got probably 30 sponsors our first year. So we were pretty excited about that. Second year, we decided to add a few more tiers, with last year being the $500, our top sponsor. So we have an annual meeting at the beginning of the year. We talk about what happened last year and what we can change for the upcoming year. And we all agreed that, you know, $500 would be a good tier to add. Our first year adding that, we got 8 top sponsors right off the bat, which is $4,000. So all this sponsorship money is the overhead for the show. That way there, we're not paying anything out of pocket. And obviously, the more that you pay, which you'll see in the sponsorship letter, the more incentive there is, marketing-wise, what you get at the show. So, I mean, it's really a good bang for your buck if you actually look at it.
That's really cool. So like a car show brings in money. You charge participants to show up and show their cars. You charge people to get in. And then you also charge people to have their logos on stuff and their different sponsorship levels. Is that right?
Yeah. So we set deadlines for the sponsorships, which all are before the date of the show. So the more money you spend, so your logo gets on all the flyers, the t-shirts that people are going to buy that day. We've done mugs in the past. I mean, we try to put the logos everywhere. And then the day of the show, it's $15 to register your vehicle. And we have raffles, 50-50, t-shirt sales. One thing that we worked out with Anheuser-Busch, going back to them, is for every beer sold during the show, is they pitch back $1 per beer. So it's, you know, nice little fundraiser during a fundraiser.
So you've got money coming in from all angles on one of these things. That's pretty awesome. It's nice that you find a way for people to support you. When I see events that go down, there's so many ways that people can support an event, whether a donor, a sponsorship, a monthly member. And really, do I see people that are, I don't want to say working all the angles, but finding a way to have everyone in the space contribute and get to the cause. And you've done a really great job of getting people included and part of the team.
Well, the other thing that we want to do too is bring the community together. We want to also promote those small businesses in our area as well, especially, you know, with everything going on nowadays. So depending on the vendor, we had 28 vendors last year at our show. It's $100 a vendor spot, which is usually a 10 by 10. And it ranges anything from, we've had ladies making little bracelets to, you know, off-road 4x4 companies, you know, promoting their wheels and tires and lift kits and stuff. And usually a lot of these companies that will be a vendor, at the end of the show, they'll actually kick back a percentage to us as a donation, just like our food trucks. We don't charge our food trucks to come into the show because we need the food. And we usually get about 10 to 15% back from them at the end of the day as well. So like you said, there really is money coming in from everywhere, all for the same cause.
It's really cool. But you've found a way to branch out beyond just the car show. I understand you're in works to get your own beer. Is that right?
If the owner listens to it, he's going to find out about it now. It was actually the brewer's idea. So we frequently visit Stark Brewery, which is a local brewery here. And the owner, Peter, is a great guy. So I had worked out a deal with him. I said, let's take your least selling beer and let's take $1 per beer sold and donate it to the foundation, right? So we promote it in a way where you buy this beer and it's going to support veterans every single time, which in turn is going to be boosting his profits because now he's selling more of his beer that he doesn't sell often enough. Well, the brewer that I spoke to the other day came up with a much better idea. He had the idea of creating our own beer for the foundation and collaborating with different breweries, local breweries in the area, trying to get the beer that he makes over in their locations as well. And if it's a hit, you know, we can do packaging and sell six packs and kind of the sky's the limit on that one. So we're really excited about that. A lot of changes are coming for next year for us, and we're excited.
It's a great concept. I've definitely seen the Folds of Honor brand beer out there through Anheuser-Busch, and they're doing a great job of selling that. And just finding ways for different groups of people to get involved is wonderful. There's some places they have, you know, just hats or just T-shirts, or maybe they have just memorial bracelets, which are a great way to get involved. But then there's so many other people that are getting restaurants involved, you're getting a brewery involved, and all these different avenues. I've got, where was I at? I was leaving Bahrain, and in the back of the seat on a little startup video, I talked about donating to child cancer in Bahrain. So they got this child cancer partnership with the airline, and people are stuck there and they have to watch it, right? And they're traveling via air, so you know you have some kind of money tugging at the heartstrings when they've got no place else to go. And it's wonderful. Right. I think I saw Boys and Girls Club have their little screen on at Firestone. If you are a nonprofit listening to this, you can have businesses support you in all sorts of different ways. And if you don't ask, it's a guaranteed no. Get out there and talk and build relationships and find a way to do this.
And that's the thing, Travis. You know, you might reach out to these companies and you might get nine no's before you get one yes. But once you get that one yes and you create that partnership and it lasts for several years, it's so rewarding.
And for those looking to start getting reliable monthly income, this is definitely a way to do it.
There's so many ideas out there too. You just have to sit down and brainstorm.
You found an opportunity you have not yet capitalized on with the local casinos.
Yes. So our outreach coordinator for Jack Customs is also a veteran, and he's now the vice commander. And if I got that wrong, I apologize, Jim. But he's now the vice commander of his Legion, American Legion. And he was the one that informed me that casinos in New Hampshire are obligated to pay out 35% of their profits to 501c3s. I'm not sure what the law is on this one, but I think you might have to be registered through the state for 2 years as a 501c3 to be able to get on the books at those casinos. But 2 years will fly by. Once you're on the books, you have to visit six times a month. You don't have to spend money. You don't have to go in there and drink. There's a book you sign six times a month, and now you're on the books to, you know, to get the 35%, which is incredible money. You know, they made $47,000 last year just on casinos, you know.
$47,000 is more than most new nonprofits make in their first 3 years. So to be able to go to your local casino, sorry, Texas listeners, there's no casinos in Texas. But there's one right across the border, Windstar in Oklahoma. At one point, the largest casino in the world, I think it's still the largest in the U.S. by floor space. But so many different ways to get involved and create partnerships and work with different businesses to find ways to fund your vision. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, the ways are out there. You just need to find them, you know, and don't be afraid to ask and continue asking. You know, we had a few sponsors that said no multiple times, and then we finally got them on board. So again, rewarding. That's what it comes down to.
Has it always been easier for you to approach people to ask them to be part of your mission and part of your vision? Or was there some kind of struggle there getting that figured out, that first approach?
Everyone tells me that I have a gift of being able to talk to whoever, wherever, and whenever. So it's really just, you just go out and we all have shirts that we wear, all right, the Jack Customs, and people will ask all the time, oh, do you guys fix cars? That's usually what we get a lot, but no, we don't fix cars. We're actually a nonprofit. So it's a little deceiving sometimes, but we just go out there and we just try to get the word out there. Our local news station, we met them through the Toys for Tots program, and they're absolutely incredible with us. And they're constantly trying to get our name out there as well and try to pass on what our mission is. And once you get people start believing in it, then it's just word of mouth at that point. You know, for example, our first car show, we had 100 cars, and it just grew from there. You know, we had 150 cars last year. That's word of mouth.
Well, I mean, that's really cool. I know there's so many people out there that are unwilling to make that approach. They don't know if their mission, you know, their mission is good enough. They're not sure if, you know, what they're doing is really going to make an impact. And I'm like, if you have taken the time to file for a nonprofit status, to get a board together, to then upgrade to a 501c3, and you don't believe in your mission enough to go ask someone to help support you, what are you doing in the nonprofit world in the first place?
Right. No, you need to be the first person that believes in your mission if you want other people to believe in it. If you don't believe in it in yourself, then why would other people follow?
That's an excellent point. If you don't believe in it yourself, and I'd almost say if you don't believe in yourself, you're going to have a hard time making this thing work. I decided a long time ago that I was going to say things with confidence. If I had decided to say the thing, then I was going to say it confidently. And right. Some people that puts them off, they're like, man, you always know what you're talking about, don't you? It's like, no, I don't. But I'm going to make sure that you believe that I believe what I'm talking about, whether I know exactly what's going on or not. You're not going to question whether or not I know what I'm talking about, because I'm always going to say it with confidence.
Well, perception is key. So if you sound confident, then you're confident in your mission there.
Oh, absolutely. And I wouldn't say that I'm always confident, but man, I look it, I sound it, and I might not feel it, but it'll get there eventually if I do enough confident things. it'll build up and I'll get there. So what would you say to someone that's looking to branch out and get sponsorships and build partnerships? What advice would you give them?
You know, don't be afraid of getting that no. Not every company will be able to donate to you at that specific time. Like I said, we were trying to get a company for a few years. They were a million-dollar company in New Hampshire, and we tried for many years, and they got no, no, no. Finally, one year, I got a Facebook message and said, hey, we would like to donate. We would like to sponsor as the $500 tier, but we want to meet you first. Absolutely. So I went in. I had a meeting with them face to face. We talked about the car show, what it entails, where the money's going, how long we've been doing it. And then they sponsored. And now, you know, I would say we're pretty good friends. And we have done other events together. They invite us to their private events. So you can't be afraid to go out there and constantly brainstorm. There's tons of resources out there to think of fundraising ideas and new ways to get out there. And if you can't think of it, just ask someone else. You know, I've gotten so much advice from other people that are involved in our organization as well. And they usually just kind of leave it to me to go out there, and you know, I'm the talker, so I go out there and I try to sell it. You know, but it really is a group effort. You can't do it by yourself. It becomes a lot more difficult if you're doing it by yourself. So making sure you have a good team with you, and making sure you're recognizing that team often, or else they won't keep helping you. But recognizing that team, having a good team behind you, and you know, they're going to also brainstorm ideas.
Oh, absolutely. You can't be scared of that first. No. Just got back from Minnesota, and we did something a little bit different on this trip. We listened to audiobooks on the whole way there and the whole way back, and we were listening to Chris Voss, Never Split the Difference. And he talks about the real solid negotiators. They're pushing hard and fast to get to that first no. Because once you get to that first no, when someone's set a boundary and you've given them the right to say no, that's when the negotiations really start. Oh, what about this?
Right.
Are you not okay with? What point can we deviate from? Does this make you uncomfortable? Why does it make you uncomfortable? And then you can start getting down to the nitty-gritty of what they really do or do not want to get involved with, and maybe get some of the why. And if you get to that first no, you might be able to find something that they can get on board with, or maybe they can refer you to someone else that can help you. And I do love the fact that you said that you started asking a bunch of people how to do things. I find that so many new nonprofits are just unwilling, for whatever reason, to talk to other nonprofits. We're working right now to form a nonprofit mastermind. We want people in the nonprofit space. We want consultants. We want people coming in to talk about these concepts on video, like Zoom like this. And you can get more details at facebook.com/groups/nonprofitarchitect. We're going to be firing this thing up and hear from the experts, hear from fundraising experts, hear from people like Jeff that know how to get these sponsorships, and they can walk you through the nitty gritty of how they did it and why it worked for them. And then you can mastermind and brainstorm and talk to other people like, well, yeah, I've done it like that. It worked for me. Oh, did you try this? Oh, did you try this? We had a very successful nonprofit mastermind here in Oklahoma City before I got stationed overseas last year. I'm back in town. We're back ready to go. We are working together to create this mastermind so people can talk to other professionals in the field and learn from someone else's pain. I've never been a fan of having to go through the pain myself to get to my goal of where I want to go. I'm very willing to let other people like Jeff slog through it for me and then give me all the lessons learned and all the how-to.
You know, but it's resources like this, Travis, where I have listened to many of the guests on your podcast, and it's answered so many questions for me. So I might not have had to ask the question, but I had the question in my head. I had it written down somewhere. And by listening to your podcasts, and there's so many other resources out there, you know, you find the answer and then you find out, how do I put that into reality? How do I make that a goal? How do I complete that mission, basically? But you have to ask for help. You don't know everything. Absolutely. Again, another piece of advice is don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been great, Jeff. Where can people find you and Jack Customs?
We are on both Facebook and Instagram at Jack Customs. And once we come out with the foundation, we will have an official website as well. And we're just trying to put our name out there more on the social media. But right now we're on Facebook primarily. We're just new to Instagram.
I got you. And that's Jack Customs, JAKKUSTOMS. I got K's
In
there for all the people that are listening only. Even though this is all spelled out in the show notes, people are like, well, I couldn't find the site. Well, did you check the show notes? Because the show notes have all the contact details. And I'm sure Jeff would love for you to check the show notes. Reach out to him if you're interested in helping him do what he's trying to do, or if you've got questions about doing it the way that he did it.
No, absolutely. We love to help people. We have a local club, and what they do a lot for the community. And now they're in the process of trying to become a nonprofit themselves. So I've already told them, you know, reach out to us. We've done it for 6 years now, and that's what we want to do. We want to pass on the advice. We want to be able to help other organizations, you know, be successful. And that's what it's about.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much, Jeff, for being on the show. And if you want to head on over to Jack Customs on Facebook or Instagram, that'll be really great. If you want to check back later for a t-shirt from this show and one of Jeff's fantastic quotes, go to reallydesigns.biz. Grab a t-shirt with the Nonprofit Architect logo on it. Help support these nonprofit guests. Thanks so much, Jeff, for being on the show today.
You've been listening to The Nonprofit Architect. To listen to all our past shows, visit http://nonprofitarchitect.org. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our show. Thank you.